Tough loss on Saturday for the Maple Valley Enderlin football team. They score the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter, but Oak Grove responds back with scoring two touchdowns in the game's final 26 seconds to eliminate the Falcons from the playoffs. Joining us now is Maple Valley Enderlin head coach Nathan Hoots. Coach, a very tough loss for you guys on Saturday. Can you maybe take us through what happened that final 2 minutes of the game?
Sure. We got a big interception with a little over 2 minutes left and got her down to the 1 yard line. We punched it in. Hunter got us in on the quarterback sneak, which was nice. Unfortunately, we didn't convert the 2-point conversion, which kept the score at less than a touchdown. And then, I talked to our guys before the game and then early in the week that, if we wanted to give ourselves a chance to make it to the playoffs, we knew via point differential, if we got into a tiebreaker, that we were going to need to beat Oak Grove by 10 or more. And it was a unanimous decision. I brought it up. I said, are we all in if we go onside kick here to go this next possession and get the ball back and try to score? And I got no opposition from coaching staff and no opposition from the players. And so we went for it. And unfortunately, we weren't able to recover it. They were ready. They were, obviously ready for it. And our defense stepped up right away. The first three plays forced an incomplete pass and it stuffed a couple runs. And on fourth down, their quarterback he made a play. I like where our guys were. I thought we were in a pretty good spot. Kind of turned into a scramble drill, and the receiver found a gap, and quarterback made a great throw. Two plays later, we're down, and then we take the next kickoff back to about the 40-yard line, gave ourselves a chance, and they knew we were going to throw. We knew we had to throw, and unfortunately, Ben Hogarth, an absolute stud for them, made a big play and took it back to the house to seal it.
Obviously a frustrating loss because it takes away the playoff opportunity for you guys, a game you guys played very well, but I think a lot of positives for you guys. You hold the Grovers to 238 yards of offense. There's games where Ben Hogarth has had 238 yards of offense himself, and Dustin Kozowski strips the football from one of the top running backs in the state. What did you guys do really well defensively?
Tackled the best we've tackled in my 5 years as coach. My defensive coordinator, Eric Burstead, put together a tremendous game plan. We pretty much outnumbered them in the box and forced them to beat us with something they're not comfortable doing, and that's throwing the ball. They continuously went to what they do best, and that's run the ball. And, we had guys in gaps, and for the first time all year, we almost every single play we executed to perfection. Our guys were really, really good, except for one play that Hogarth busted for 65 yards in the second quarter. And, they got 65 on that play and 55 on the last possession of the game. And, we held them to pretty much less than 100 yards the rest of the game. And for that type of a offense to be held down, not enough credit can go to my defense and the defensive coordinator for what they did on Saturday. They were fantastic.
You felt really early on in the season as the schedule would get harder, especially in this stretch that you guys just played, that passing the football was going to be something that you needed. Hunter Smith, 14 of 22, 187 yards, a touchdown. Unfortunately, that interception at the end of the game is what changed things. But were you happy with the way he responded in passing the football in that game with his season-high numbers?
Yeah, he did a great job stepping up for us. I think he was excited to play in a nice weather game. The wind was blowing a little bit, but, there was no rain. And it was a nice game for him. He made some really solid reads throughout the game. And, we gave him some easier throws to start just to get everything ramped up and ready to go for the rest of the game. And then he just stepped up and made plays like a senior should do toward the end of the game. I was really excited with how he decided to step up and be the man for us on Saturday. And he did great things for us all game long.
It seemed the defense from Oak Grove, like many of the teams you played, A.J. and Dustin were kind of the two main targets, but it opened things up for Brandon Pierce. He had a team-high 93 yards receiving. What can you say about the games he's played? I know he's had probably about a good stretch of these last two games for you guys on offense.
Yeah, Brandon's really stepped up. He's struggled throughout his last couple of years fighting injuries, and he just hasn't quite gotten over that. And it seems like even though he's not quite 100% yet, he's laying it all on the line for us. And he made a fantastic catch to start the game. He laid out for it, went completely horizontal and made a play to start the game. And, he was kind of Hunter's go-to target throughout the game when he needed a big play. He seemed to go his way. He stepped up and played big. And, you know, as good as his offensive production was, having six catches for 93 yards, he completely shut down his side of the field running in Oak Grove's running game. His defensive abilities even outshined what he did offensively for us on Saturday. He was great.
You get eliminated from the playoffs with one game left in the season, and that's going to be against defending champions EEK. Our guys, I know, obviously, were probably down as soon as that game was done, but they had some time to take that in. Have they swayed things, and they're going into this one knowing that they have a chance to end their season on a very high note?
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity that we have to be able to play a team of EEK's caliber is exciting for our guys. I think this is a game that they were, you know, hoping would obviously have a little bit more meeting in the long run this week. But, you know, the opportunity still to play them is exciting for them. You know, after the game, I told them, you know, it's disappointing that this game won't mean anything for us in the playoff hunt. But I said, you know, I was so proud of the way that they played. We lost two starters in the first quarter against Oak Grove. And I said, you know, we didn't have any business being in the game, the guys that we lost right away. And for our younger guys to step up and play as well as they did, that gives us hope for us going forward into next year and the years going on. So I was really happy with how our young guys did. And for the older guys that were able to play, the leadership they showed on the field, helping out the younger guys, getting them in the right spots, because, you know, they didn't get the reps that they needed all week. They got them in the right spots to make plays, and the younger guys stepped up. And I think that's kind of been what we've been harping on this week, is that, you know what, we need the young guys to step up and make plays, because EEK is about as good as it gets in our state. So if we can get some quality reps from our younger guys and send our seniors out on a high note, that'd be about the perfect ending to the season.
EEK last week plays Hillsborough Central Valley, a big matchup of two unbeaten teams. The Burrows get the win 48-14. I know you've seen Hillsborough Central Valley already. Were you maybe a little surprised at the outcome of that game?
You know, I think the final score absolutely surprised me, but watching the film, you know, Skagger we knew he was really, really good. He slipped a couple tackles and broke four or five 50-plus runs. And I think, you know, just knowing EEK's caliber and seeing several of their games on film, they couldn't have been happy with how they played on Friday. So I would guess if it would come down to another matchup, it's not going to be a 34-point spread. It's going to be something in the single digits for sure, if not maybe even swinging the other way based on how good EEK can be. So I don't think that score on this past Friday night is indicative of anything to do with EEK. They are really, really good. They can throw the ball. They can pass the ball. Their offensive line moves the line of scrimmage in their direction almost every single play. Taking nothing away from Hillsborough, but I think it would be a closer game the next time around.
Seems like every team that you faced in your region has that one running back, and then that's a thing in Class A football as well. But Clayton Greenike is the big running back for EEK. He had some big numbers last year, a breakout season. What is the differences you've seen between a guy like Greenike compared to a guy like Hogarth, compared to a guy like Skagger you see in your last few games?
Well, Skagger is the ultimate speed back. He can make guys miss. He runs through some arm tackles, and he's the speed guy. Hogarth and Greenike are they're complete package backs. I mean, Hogarth might be a little quicker than Greenike, but, you know, Clayton's not afraid to put his nose in the middle of the field and run through anybody that's there. He pops runs that you're about to click next on the film because you thought he got him stuffed, and then he squirts out of there and he's running 75 yards for a touchdown. I mean, the play is never over until the whistle blows for him, because he's got an escapability factor that is probably second to none in the state.
We're talking with Nathan Hoots, Maple Valley Enderlin head coach. The Falcons playing Friday night against EEK, the defending state champions. You can hear that game on TED FM as the game of the week. Coach, again, thanks for joining us, and good luck against the Thunder.
Thank you very much.